Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, the practice of meditation through deep relaxation. And so starting that relaxation process now by beginning to make the body more comfortable. Lying down, however is most comfortable for you, perhaps some support under the backs of the knees, a soft cushion behind the head, making sure you are warm enough and that you have made allowances so that you won't be distracted, turning the phone off, closing doors and windows. And beginning to settle the body down. You may find that it helps to take a fuller and deeper inhale and then perhaps sigh or yawn as you exhale. And do that a few times, feeling how the body can become heavier, as though the organs of the body were sinking towards the back of the body, eyes becoming heavier. Arms and legs becoming heavier. And just letting go of some of that baggage, some of the holding, by letting the physical body relax down, no effort, being held by the surface that you are on. And this Yoga Nidra is dedicated to spring, new moon, signifying that quiet space to plant seeds. In Aries, the first zodiac sign of spring. And at this time of year, when spring is finally arriving, more light in our day. And so consider now any intention that you may have. Your intention could be something as simple as just feeling hopeful for yourself, for life, for the planet. Sense of hope, a sense of renewed vitality and optimism for things to come. You may have quite a practical intention in your life at the moment. Perhaps there is a project or goal that you have for yourself, for your work, for your relationship. And know that the practice of Yoga Nidra, it's really just an aid for our intentions. It's as though by allowing ourselves to settle into deep meditation, by completely letting go, that we are trusting in a greater force or faith that we are being taken care of. Trusting in that guidance that comes through to us at times of solitude and silence, directing us in the way that we need to go. Not always the way, of course, that we think we should go. Start to experience the space around you. The surroundings and objects of the room that you are in. The touch of air against the skin. The whole body. And prepare to to guide your awareness around the body. Sense the heaviness of the body. And take a moment to contemplate the idea that the body is like the earth. Heavy, solid, stable. The body like the earth. And just as we do in the earth and soil outside, we will plant seeds in this fertile soil of the body. And from these seeds can sprout anything you like, perhaps little flowers representing new growth, new hope in your life, or perhaps just growing more awareness, coming back to your body, more awareness at each part of the body that I mention. Starting with the right hand thumb, the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The palm of the hand, the wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Awareness in the right armpit and the hip, the kneecap, an ankle, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe, the right side, and to the left side, the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Palm of the hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Awareness in the left armpit and hip, kneecap, ankle, and left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe, the left side. Guiding the awareness now to the back of the head, the very back of the head, and back of the neck, right shoulder blades, left shoulder blades, right buttock, left buttock, back of the right knee, back of the left knee, right heel, left heel, sole of the right foot, sole of the left foot, the whole back of the body. And then to the crown of the head, the sensations on the crown of the head as you guide your awareness there. And then to the eyebrow center, the right ear and left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, and tip of the nose, tip of the tongue, throat, awareness at the throat, and then the breastbone, the left side of the chest, the right side of the chest, the breastbone, and the navel, pubis bone, the front of the body, the front of the body, the front of the body, and the whole body. The whole body like the fertile soil of the earth, guiding your awareness to each part of the body, inviting in more awareness, more awakening the whole body. And experience a heaviness of the body. Heaviness sinking down, just like the earth herself. Imagine sinking down, down through the earth. The body is so heavy. And as you sink down through the layers of the earth, feel how you can also sink down through the layers of the body, from the front of the body, and feeling your awareness sink down towards the back of the body. As you inhale, breathe into the front of the body, and as you exhale, breathe down into the back of the body. Just sensing the movement of the breath. And the next time that you exhale, imagine your belly dropping back into the pelvis, the heaviness of the legs, heaviness of the arms, whole body. And as you sink into that deep stillness of the body, notice the quiet breath. The quiet breath circulating around the body, as though with each breath your body filled and deflated with each breath. Subtle movement of the body. On the surface there is stillness. But deep within the body, a pulsing, a moving flow of energy. Imagine yourself sitting on the top of a hill. It can be a place you've visited or somewhere in your imagination. Picture yourself here, nice and warm, sitting in the dark. It is silent and still. You are looking out into the dark space in front of you. And as you look out into that dark space, it starts to change. At the horizon, you start to see colour, the emerging of reds, purples, and orange. A ball of fire starts to rise up, creeping over the horizon, and the dark night sky begins to transform. You sit in quiet awe as your surroundings light up, birds begin to sing, sun begins to shine down onto your skin. The sun is rising, the warmth is coming, and the light is here. You feel your whole body begin to light up, as though you too had a ball of fire deep within your core, and that this heat and light was radiating through the body. You can feel your fingers and your toes begin to tingle, as though you are waking from a deep, deep rest, full of energy and hope for the day and days to come. And so, we prepare to come back to this day in a more waking state, beginning first of all to wiggle fingers and toes. Maybe sighing and yawning, stretching, gently bringing the eyes back to the light, taking in your surroundings. Emerging from that deep slumber-like state that is Yoga Nidra, coming back to the waking world. This has been the practice of Yoga Nidra, and this practice has come to an end. Take your time as you start to move, take your time to come up to sitting. You might rest on your side for a little while, enjoying the transition back to whatever lies ahead for you. Thank you for listening. Namaste.